You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The CEO of TikTok testified before Congress. Yep. He walked in and immediately was like, that's right, the CEO of TikTok testified. Then, of course, the head of Instagram Reels showed up and said all the exact same stuff, just not as cool.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. The hearing was actually fun because every time TikTok CEO took a sip of water, somebody slapped him with a tortilla. And I like that.
Yeah, didn't quite get that reference, but I'm sure it's hilarious.
That's a hot thing right now. So I guess my son and his friends did that at his birthday sleepover the other night. They got a tortilla, and I hadn't heard of this, but they at least the way they were doing it is they'd take a big mouthful of water, and then the other guy hits you with a rolled up tortilla to see if they can get you to spit it out or laugh or something. I don't know what it is.
Why a tortilla?
I don't know. But they did this all night long, just laughing and.
You know, there's a lot of the modern world I find highly objectionable, but I love that.
So
young kids whacking each other with tortillas to try to get a spit take. That gives me hope that there's hope for humanity.
Oh, that's perfect lead into this. A perfect lead into this.
I'm here all week.
The latest survey out from the Wall Street Journal and NORC, I forget what that acronym means, but it's some organization that has been doing this polling for 30 plus years, and they, like everything else that's going on in the world right now, it's the most this or the least that they've ever seen. Every poll is like that, right?
Wow.
Which is troubling.
If every input is unprecedented, you're going to get an unprecedented output.
Everything is an outlier with history right now, which is weird. But anyway, we'll go through a couple of them. Leading up to how happy are you? And there's been quite a bit of movement on the how happy are, just general how happy are you Americans are right now. It's that's on the way. First of all, which of the following best describes your financial situation? The plurality is the biggest number is in worse condition than I expected. 44%. Now, a lot of that has to do with expectations, of course.
Yeah. Clearly, the question was asked in terms of expectations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, your choices are in worse condition than I expected. My finances are in better condition than I expected for this stage in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or about where I expected. And the biggest number was in worse condition than I expected. That could be our tendency as a country. I'm just looking at polling. You know, I know what the average person does to not really prepare for the future. That is a common thing. And if you don't think long term, you will end up in a worse condition than you were expecting.
Could be, you know, we grew up with the neighbor with their four-bedroom house and a couple of BMWs in the driveway, and we aspired to that. And then when we had that lifestyle, we realized I can barely handle my car payments, and, you know, I probably shouldn't have bought this. I don't know. That's interesting.
I don't know either. The second biggest number was about where I expected. Only 17% of people say that they are better than they thought they would be at this stage in their life. We'll move on to this just because I found this one the most interesting. And these
my
numbers,
life has been a desperate effort not to starve. So I don't know that I had expectations for this point in my life.
For more than 30 years, NORC, this organization, has asked Americans whether life for their children's generation. So you're not just talking about your own kids, but your children's generation.
Okay.
Has asked Americans whether life for their children's generation will be better than it has been for their own. This year, 78% said they don't feel confident that is the case. It's the highest share since they began doing the survey in 1990. They've been doing this
every year. I would absolutely answer that way, that same way. I am not confident at all my kids will have a better world or a better life. Not at all. In fact, the opposite.
Based on, and white respondents were more likely to say they were not confident than black or Hispanic. So why would you answer in the negative?
Just the enormous and incredibly rapid disruptive change happening to the economy, to society, social norms, you know, geopolitically. These are, I increasingly realize what a lovely world we grew up in, especially post-Vietnam. It was not without its ups and downs and embargoes and shortages and crashes and you know, like when we got out of high school and college, the job market was miserable. But, you know, it was what it was. It was fine. We got through it. But in a lot of ways, I think it was a lot simpler and easier than kids are going to have it right now. Kids meaning young adults, people, you know, beginning their lives. I just think it is dizzying the amount and the speed of the fundamental change that's going on.
Boy, and we're talking about this on the very cusp of whatever AI is going to do.
Yeah, it occurred to me the other day that, you know, you have the Bronze Age and the Iron Age and the Space Age and the Computer
Disco.
Age. Disco Age, yes, certainly, which was a good age for a lot of us. Oh, I long for those days. Best days of my life. Anyway, I really feel like we are like in the early days of the new age, whatever that turns out to be.
Yeah, it could be. So looking at this chart, as recently as 2000, I feel confident that the next generation will have a better life was a bigger number. It was more positive than negative, as recently as 2000. But then it started going the other direction, and now it has skyrocketed from anything that it has ever been in the last 30-some years, again, with almost 4 out of 5 people answering not confident that our children's generation will be better than it has been for us.
Well, I don't think kids have anxiety, depression, and suicidal ideation like they do because things are so great.
God, I don't
They're
know.
They're stressful.
I don't know. I really don't know. Or they certainly, we certainly have a social media, the taking in all the information all the time. There's certainly a way to emphasize the negative in a way that it's never been before. Mm-hmm. So you combine that with some of the things that are negative, and well, that's a bad recipe for people being happy.
Yeah, my optimistic note, if I can sound one, is that the beast adapts. And I just hope humankind can adapt in a way that people aren't so anxious and depressed and the rest of it, because it's sad. I feel bad for people. But again, it's not the amount of change, it's the pace of change that's so difficult.
Yeah, a friend of mine, her mom grew up in a refugee camp in Eastern Europe after the Russians had driven them out of their homes, and lived there for much of her youth, and has no tolerance for people complaining about the state of things today. But, you know, it's all, I don't know. I don't know what you look at. I don't know how you compare these things. Like my kids spend a lot of time on the couch with a device in their hand that can give them any of the pleasures of life immediately. Their grandpa, my dad, grew up without electricity or plumbing, had to poop in a hole like he was in rural India. So, you know, just for that crowd, things have changed quite a bit. I would think mostly for the better. But
so what I hear you saying between the words is that every young person in America should, like, be on an episode of Naked and Afraid, be turned loose in the wilderness, forced to fend for themselves, understand how tough life can be. They'll come out of the other end of that experience just resilient as hell.
Well, it gets to maybe the expectations thing. We were talking about the financial stuff earlier. So if you go from, like, really back-breaking work and not none of the modern conveniences then to, like, our generation where much less back-breaking work and lots of modern, then to the, but there's a limit, as we've all realized, to pleasure. Mm-hmm. And now we're, like, really getting down to the last bit of, you got a garage door opener, but now you need some way to open and shut the garage door with your phone, because using the opener is too much work.
My thumb.
Yeah, so maybe it's the expectation. I don't know. I don't actually know.
Yeah.
Which brings us to this, which I
thought. I'm picturing the dinosaurs. They're looking down on all this in dinosaur heaven saying, you know, we were obliterated in like a week by a meteor. So, I mean, y'all are going to slowly die off because you're making yourselves insane. But look at the bright side. At least you weren't obliterated by a meteor.
So asking this question, overall happiness, you get to choose from these three, and I'll let you choose and see where you are on the graph. Are you pretty happy, not too happy, very happy? Pretty happy, not too happy, very happy. Those are your choices.
My natural life. Yes, go ahead.
And obviously, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
For once in my life, I will not be quibbling.
Wow. That makes
me
happy.
It's a red letter day.
I'm happier because of that.
Pretty happy is my answer.
That is easily the biggest number of people, which is a good thing. And that has held pretty steady since they started doing this back in the mid-70s. They've been taking this poll for a long time, half a century. And pretty happy has been the number one response of those three, hanging at just around 60%. It's a little under 60% now. So that seems pretty good. But the not too happy, very happy crowd has changed a lot in recent years.
Uh-oh.
Just 12% of respondents describe themselves as very happy, the lowest share on record since they began asking the question in 1972, 50 years ago.
Wow, not all change is progress.
The smallest percentage of people saying they're very happy since they've been asking the question in 72. And then 3 out of 10 called themselves not too happy, which is the highest share on record in the last half century. So you've got the fewest number of very happy, the highest number of not too happy in 50 years. And there's no reason looking at this chart to not think that they're going to continue to go that direction, because they have been for the past half dozen years. What do you credit that to?
All I'm going to say is this.
And again, pretty happy has been hanging around 60% solid the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's where I put myself, too. Pretty happy.
I'll probably say more than this. I'm bound by contract to say more than this, but this is all I'm going to say for now. There have been few times I've been as happy as at the end of a long day of physical activity well done, that accomplished something. It makes you feel great.
And you think fewer people are doing that?
Yeah, but life is designed to avoid that at all costs.
Right. We have the largest number we've ever had of working age men, for instance, not working or looking for work. So they're never going to get that at the end of a long day of accomplishing something.
Yeah. I just think, in short, the environment has evolved much, much faster than the beast could possibly adapt to it.
Yeah, I would like to hear some of your answers. What are your theories on this? And then we'll read some of your text. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, in the wrong human hands, it could be a very different device. It could be a very different power.
We do worry a lot about authoritarian governments developing this and using it.
Russia, China. Are you speaking to the government?
Oh, yes.
You're in regular contact.
Regular contact.
And do you think they get it?
More and more every day.
That was on Nightline, the headline being, there's still a show called Nightline? I didn't know there was,
apparently.
Actually. That was Sam Altman. He's the CEO of OpenAI. Here's him more talking about the current state of AI. Clip 50 there, Michael.
What changes because of artificial intelligence?
Part of the exciting thing here is we get continually surprised by the creative power of all of society.
I think that word surprise, though, it's both exhilarating as well as terrifying.
That's
to people.
Sure. People should be happy that we're a little bit scared of this. I think people should
You're
be
You're a little bit scared.
A little bit, yeah,
you personally.
Course. I think if I said I were not, you should either not trust me or be very unhappy I'm in this job.
Dude, your vocal fry is making me want to strangle you.
Yeah, can we get past that? Everybody was thinking it. Stop talking like that. All right, now on to the topic.
You need to play that clip again. I just want to hear his first thing there. Because his first thing there was some great bull crap. Go ahead.
What changes because of artificial intelligence?
Part of the exciting thing here is we get continually surprised by the creative power of all of society.
We're getting continually surprised by the creative power of all of society. Okay. So he's just spouting positive sounding words, hoping that nobody catches on that soon robots are going to come suck your juices or whatever it is you're always saying about artificial intelligence. But then he does admit, which is the most interesting part, is that he is scared himself and said that anybody who's not scared is kind of crazy, which I would agree about where this could go. He's the first person I've heard say that out loud, though, that's like in a position of power with any of these AI things.
Yeah, and I actually appreciated his point that, look, if I weren't, I'd be the wrong guy for the job.
Those of you who, if you've adopted that vocal fry thing, everybody hates it.
Yeah.
Maybe somehow you thought it was cool or makes you sound cool or sophisticated or aloof
or thoughtful.
I don't know what it is, but everybody hates it.
And by extension, they hate you. That's right. They hate you. They hate you. So anyway, the fact that guy said that is refreshing in a way and kind of humanizing him, doesn't it? But it doesn't matter. The fact that he's a little concerned about it, it's like, you know, Dr. Frankenstein was a little concerned about the behemoth he'd sewn together from parts in the graveyard, too. And it bapped him on the head and smashed his way out and went to the countryside where it threw a little girl down the well or something. It's been ages since I read it. I don't remember.
And
but anyway,
danced with Gene Wilder.
So the fact that the scientist is somewhat afraid of his creation, and at least I admit it, is charming. But
that is an excellent point. That is an excellent point.
But it's not good enough.
I've been able to bring the dead back to life. Now, I'll admit I have some trepidation about where this could go, but in general, I think we're amazed by humanity's creativity, aren't we?
If I weren't concerned about reanimating the dead, I'd be the wrong person to be doing this work.
That's an excellent point. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The Pentagon says a suspected Iranian drone strike targeted a coalition base in northeast Syria Thursday, killing a U.S. contractor and wounding 5 service members and another contractor. In a statement, the Defense Department says it believes it was an unmanned aerial vehicle of Iranian origin. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says U.S. Central Command forces retaliated with what he said were precision strikes against facilities in eastern Syria used by groups connected to Iran.
Yeah, that was overnight. And now Iran-backed militants have launched rockets on a second U.S. base in Syria after Biden's precision airstrikes. That seems like a poor plan.
Well, yeah, because they use these dumb bombs, these rockets that it's tough to hit anything with. And then we will, you know, thread the needle with something big and nasty. But y'all want to play that game.
Yeah, but I wonder what they think they're going to get out of that other than losing a bunch of people and equipment.
I don't know. That's a good question. Does it give them legitimacy somehow that they're taking on the great Satan?
Could be.
It's kind of a stretch.
A couple of quick things. So we're talking about AI a little bit. I came across this picture. Trump actually truthed out this picture of it's a fake image of him praying. It's him kneeling in a room, and like the way the sun is coming in through the window, it looks very dramatic and everything like that. He's kneeling in a room praying with his hands clasped together, and it looks 1,000% real.
Yeah, I know.
And somebody made it already quickly and easily. I don't know how our politics are going to work. So in the midst of a campaign, when a picture like this could fly around to help a candidate or hurt a candidate.
Sure, yeah. It could be Trump praying. It could be Trump being eaten by a tiger. It could be Trump beating down a homeless woman.
Oh, imagine the pictures of Barack Obama kneeling in a mosque that would have made the rounds.
Oh, my gosh,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there would have been no telling.
Hank Jr., always at the ready. Way to go, Jr.
The most amazing thing to me, Michael, is the clips that you have at the ready and the ones that you don't. It's just your choices to have them. Anyway.
Obama!
That's hilarious. But you wouldn't have been able to convince, I'd say, at least a quarter of the country, or if not more, that those weren't real pictures.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely true. Well, and wait till it's video that's every bit as convincing as the stills.
Yeah, with audio.
With audio. Right, exactly. Yeah.
And
I'm telling you, I think we're on the verge of some new era of mankind, thoroughly dystopian. We'll probably end up with flippers for arms. It's not not precisely clear on how that happens, but I'm sure it will.
We regrow our tails.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And just, I don't know. I don't know. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I don't know that the beast can possibly have the environment change so quickly and adapt to it. I mean, it's like putting leopards in the Arctic, or, you know, elephants in an urban setting or something. I don't think the beast does well.
After the printing press came along, there were a lot of people putting out BS stuff, and it took a long time for regular humans to figure out what, because it used to be, prior to the printing press, everything came from the church. That doesn't mean it was legitimate, but it came from the church. It had some authority to it. Then mm-hmm. anybody could print anything. And then so you went through a period like we're going through now where you can't believe anything. But somehow people established credibility. Newspapers, news outlets established, authors established credibility where you turned to them because you believed that they were telling you the truth. Will we be able to reestablish that again in some way where some newspaper or news outlet will rise up and you can trust they're not going to air this? If it's fake video or a fake story, I can count on that. They're doing the best they can.
You know, conceivably, yeah, but that's like 1/10 of my concern, the whole post-truth world thing. And it's a significant one, but, I mean, you've got dozens and dozens and dozens of occupations that are about to be rendered non-existent. And I understand that's the ever-present Luddite argument that the cotton gin or the printing press or the motor car.
Yeah, no, they were wrong then. They're right this time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
This is
but
different.
I think it's all together.
Sure. So a third of people lose their careers and there are no new careers to go into at the same time that you can't believe anything you hear or see.
At the same time, nobody's reproducing or even coupling, and testosterone and sperm counts are dropping.
When you've got the highest number of people claiming they're very unhappy that have ever answered the poll that way.
Anxiety, depression.
Oh, my God. We are the most
depressing.
Lack of
connectedness.
This is the most depressing radio show on earth. Although, I think we're just reflecting reality. I think we're just telling you what's going on. I don't think we're, like, taking a particularly negative view of it. I think it's just the sensible, realistic, this is what's going to happen view.
Well, and I still expect to have a lovely afternoon, you know, and I love what I do for a living. I love my family, the rest of it. And, you know, like that poll said, I'm pretty happy. Which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, I just, I'm concerned about the state of the world, but I think, you know, oh man, I think one of the reasons mortality is a gift. And God, if you're listening, I don't mean like in the near term.
All right, here's a little present for you, lightning bolt.
Kapow! No, 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 no. I'm having a good time. If you had to take on the weight of where's humanity going to be in 1,000 years, it would make you crazy.
1,000 years?
Yeah. 100.
I can't imagine.
Two generations from now.
I can't imagine where it is in 5 years. I really can't imagine what the world's going to look like in 5 years.
Yeah. Well, I hope I don't have to. I hope we'll be here jabbering about it.
I got some texts on the whole happiness survey. The reason why people are less happy in life is 100% due to a decline in faith, an increase in secularism, and less people getting married and having children.
It's part of it.
Somebody said Biden got into politics in 72, same time we started getting less happy. I don't think
that's just science, my friend. Well played. Well called.
This one we didn't spend enough time talking about. Millions of social media users see others' lives through a false prism that portrays a life that is wonderful, exciting, and fun. This leaves viewers feeling unfulfilled. Absolutely true. As the guy I used to know, he used to call Facebook back when Facebook was a thing, the resentment-making machine. There's no doubt about that. Since it's all about expectations and comparison, studies have shown that you're perfectly happy with your house if it's like the other houses in the neighborhood. But if somebody else gets a nicer house in the neighborhood, all of a sudden everybody's unhappy with the house that they were happy with before. That's just true. So now that everybody can present a unrealistic, happier view of their lives, that makes perfectly good sense. That alone would be enough on why more people are unhappy than they've ever been before.
Sure. Old producer Positive Sean had his pros and cons, his pluses and minuses. Fine fella, but he was great with a pithy saying. And man, I'll never forget when he unleashed, comparison is the thief of joy.
It absolutely is. There's no point in it. Unless you just want to be unhappy.
There's always somebody with more.
Of course there is.
More money, bigger house, hotter wife, better car, whatever. Yeah, it's a good way to make yourself insane. I wish I were better at resisting that impulse. That's a weakness of mine. I freely admit it. I'm working on it.
I've said this to people before. I've said it to myself before. I'll say it to my kids before. For instance, if you're driving around in a car and you focus on all the cool cars that you see that are better than yours, how about you focus on all the cars yours is better than?
Mm-hmm.
If you're driving
and
a decent car.
Run them off the road. Ram into them.
If you're driving a decent car, your car's probably better than a lot of the cars you're passing. But you don't focus on those, do you? You focus on the cool one you don't have. It's a good way to make yourself unhappy.
Comparison is the thief of joy, and progressive DAs aren't prosecuting the thieves of joy. More on the culture wars coming up.
That picture, we got to put that on our website, that picture of Trump praying. The fact that that's fake and looks that good is just stunning to me. Oh, my God.
The Bible!
That's right. That's what he was praying about. Text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Do you think you saved TikTok today?
TikTok CEO Shou Chu ignoring questions as he left a grueling 5-hour-long hearing on Capitol Hill.
I will remind you that making false or misleading statements to Congress is a federal crime.
52 members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee grilling him over the app's impact on young users.
Are teenagers in particular shown more distressing content?
The opposite is true.
Privacy concerns.
Privacy, content manipulation concerns raised about TikTok are really not unique to us.
And its ownership by the Chinese company ByteDance.
Do you own shares in ByteDance, sir?
Yes, I do.
I actually agreed with him on his argument that, hey, privacy concerns aren't unique to us. And he talked about Google and Facebook. And that's absolutely true. Google's stealing your
information. Sure. Content moderation, same thing. Sure.
But it is the fact that, you know, Google having it is different than the communist Chinese having it.
Yeah, there were a lot of questions that were interesting, but they were kind of a distraction from the core issue, which is if the Chinese communists decide to yank your chain, are they going to yank it? Yes, Congressman, yes, they will. And it will hurt my neck very much, sir.
And if I answer this question honestly, my children will not be allowed to go to the better schools and I will not be able to live in a better neighborhood. So,
thank you for asking. I'll get back to you on that, Congressman.
I think he lives in Singapore, so I don't know how much
that's
control
correct,
they have. But extended family or whatever, that's the way they do it. Or to affect your finances.
Oh, sure. His parent company is based in China. Yeah. And again, if the Chinese communists yank the chain of ByteDance, it will yowl.
Yow!
Moving along to other fare, I thought this was worth throwing in. That whole Alvin Bragg, Trump, Stormy Daniels arrest thing.
I just looked up
garbage,
at the TV.
Garbage from the beginning. Go ahead.
I've seen Stormy Daniels on the TV screen in front of me every day this week, and it's bothering me. What?
Old HF, huh?
HF. Oh, right. Horse face.
Yeah, that's Trump. Come on. Be better than that. Anyway, that's crap and it's going nowhere and it will result in nothing. Okay. And it occurred to me the only reason anybody's taking it seriously was that Trump truthed out about it, saying they're going to arrest me on Tuesday. I mean, otherwise, wouldn't it just be one of those vague, ever-present, today is the beginning of the end of the Trump, blah, 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 crap on MSNBC?
Yep, that's very true.
This, on the other hand, is different. Why don't we let the great Jonathan Turley lead us off in clip 92, Michael, 92.
Now, the other cases present, I think, a more significant threat. I don't take the Georgia case as a high threat for Trump unless there's new evidence. But Mar-a-Lago is a threat. I mean, those are conventional charges. In fact, obstruction, which is the focus of the FBI, is a favorite for the Department of Justice.
See, a judge just ruled that Evan Corcoran, who's one of Trump's legal advisors, has to turn over a bunch of notes and documents and that sort of thing about their conversations about the classified documents and whether Trump misled Corcoran, who wrote that memo to the Justice Department saying, hey, we've taken a serious look. We do not have any more documents. And then a bunch more turned up. They're thinking it's looking like is Turley indicated a good old fashioned obstruction of justice case.
Wow. Over that, though. Over those. And so that's the most power. I was thinking the Georgia case was the one he was most in trouble with, but not according to people that know more than me. So this one, the politics of it are going to be tough in that Joe Biden has had classified information at 4 different homes. He maybe didn't obstruct justice. But you do have the whole, well, you're obstructing the justice on a crime everybody commits, or at least the last 4 presidential candidates have committed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, whether there's legal peril and whether it will resonate with the American people in a good way are two completely different questions.
Absolutely.
But that's why you know, any sensible you know, defense attorney or libertarian will tell you, never talk to the government without an attorney. Never talk to them. They might decide, you know, Joe Getty is completely innocent. We thought he was involved in, I don't know, pitching the Romanian government's point of view, lobbying without a license, whatever. We thought he was guilty of that. Turns out he's a good egg. He's a fine fella and a loving father, and he didn't do any of that. On the other hand, he was dishonest to us a couple of times, so we're going to charge him with obstruction of justice and lying to a federal official and put his ass in jail. And that's the hazard. Never mind the underlying charge, whether anybody actually cares that Trump had a bunch of classified documents or not. If you obstruct justice, you obstruct justice. And that's a tough thing to deal with. On a legal basis, I get it. But explaining to aggrieved Trump supporters or marginal Trump supporters that, no, he didn't do the underlying crime, but he covered it up. Or nobody cares enough about the underlying crime to prosecute it. But since he covered it up, he's guilty of that and must pay the price and cannot be president.
So will that rally people around Trump? The conventional wisdom is certainly gone from, oh, you just got Trump elected, to, I don't think this is going to help him in a week. Doesn't mean it means anything, but the pundits have all changed their tone on that.
Yeah, you've heard more than me on that. I'm a little mystified by that, honestly. I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, well, I take in a lot of that chatter, and yeah, they have changed their tune. They have gone from, he's going to get a 15-point bump in the poll to, people are tired of this. I don't know. I don't know if either are true. How about we wait and see?
I'm more inclined to ask the assistant manager of a grocery store than talking heads on TV.
I was actually wondering, did Trump put this out? I'm going to be arrested Tuesday. Started the, you know, it was a crazy weekend of conversation in a couple of days, and then he didn't get arrested, and now it's fizzled out. Did he cleverly, because he understands the way media works better than anybody, did he just suck all the energy out of the 24-hour news cycle? We did the cycle. It didn't happen. And now it just doesn't have the same oomph to it when it finally occurs.
Yeah, I don't know. I know he raised 7 figures.
He raised a lot of money, too.
Yeah, which was a little less than he used to when he would do this stuff, which was somewhat interesting. But yeah, I just, I think every time Trump says anything outrageous or claims to be a victim of something, he's raising money quite successfully. But yeah, this Alvin Bragg thing's a joke. The further we get down the road, the more of a joke it becomes. Even if this Marxist putz does bring these ridiculous, tortured charges, it won't go anywhere.
Well, I got to jump in with this because Trump has truthed this out, and it's getting a fair amount of pushback from the left. Of course, has Trump ever said anything that didn't get a lot of pushback from the left? I'll just read part of the tweet. You'll know the part that's getting people's attention. What kind of person can charge another person, in this case a former president of the United States, who got more votes than any sitting president in history and leading candidate by far the Republican Party nomination, it's a long sentence, with a crime, when it's known by all that no crime has been committed and also known that potential death and destruction in such a false charge could be catastrophic for our country? Is he threatening death and destruction by saying that?
He's hinting that it is either appropriate or inevitable.
I think, yeah, well, I think he, I don't know what's in his mind, but you could easily be just saying, this is going to happen. I think this is what's going to happen. Doesn't mean you're for it. It'll definitely be portrayed as he is encouraging it.
You're right. You don't know what it was in his mind, but it's uncomfortably close to encouraging it to me.
You would think, given the fact that it got out of hand once before, you would be more measured.
I mean, I'm trying to be fair here,
as I always do,
if a Black Lives Matter activist posted, if this verdict goes the wrong way, the cities are going to burn,
I would take that as a threat, even though that would be an accurate guess, an accurate prediction of what is going to happen. Wouldn't you take that as a threat?
You're implying that it's appropriate. And I grant you, we're in kind of a gray zone of semantics here. And
although,
some of you vehemently disagree, and that's fine.
Although rabble-rousers of the left have posted lots of stuff like that, and nobody went crazy. Nobody was bothered whatsoever by those threats.
Yeah, yeah. Can we ever talk about policy, ever?
No, what are you, boomer? If you miss an hour of the show, we do four. Grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty, on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.